Everybody into the boat. There's plenty of space for everybody. And Jesus, you just stay out of the boat for the moment. Everybody into the boat, sitting down. Sitting down, can you fit in? If bottom's inside the boat, that's it. That's it, bottom's in the boat. Brilliant. Okay, and Jesus, come on in. Where are you going to sit down? Come and sit here for a moment. Brilliant. So, what I want is I want a gentle swaying. Because it's a nice day. We do a little gentle swaying. To and fro, to and fro. So, I hope no one gets seasick over here. Brilliant. So we're gradually going over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. To and fro. And Jesus stands up and says, oh, do you know what, actually, I think I might have a little sleep in the back of the boat. So Jesus, you go to the back of the boat, and if anyone's in your way, you need to just shove them all up. So a bit of a shoving, a bit of a bottom shoving. We make way for Jesus at the back of the boat. So Rebecca, Zach, all come on a bit further up, and Jesus is going to have a little sleep. It's been a long day. Let's have a little bit of a sleep. Oh, hey. Can you see the weather's changing? Can you feel the wind? The wind's blowing a little bit more. Oh, the boat's beginning to sway a little bit more from side to side. Look, can you see the waves? They're getting higher. The weather's changing. Oh, there's a storm. There's a storm brewing. Oh, no. Disciple says to the other, but there's never a storm at this time of day. And there's never a storm in the middle of the night on the Sea of Galilee. What's going on? In all my years of fishing, I've never seen a storm like this. But there's nothing stopping it. We're going from side to side. Oh, it's getting higher and higher. Look over there. Look, the dark clouds. It's getting such nasty weather. And, can you hear it? Can you hear the thunder? Oh, and can you see the lightning? Oh, my word, this is such a dreadful storm. And we're in the middle of it. We're in a boat in the middle of a dreadful storm. What are we going to do? Look, the water is coming up over the sides. Who's getting wet? Oh, we're getting wet. I'm getting wet. What should we do, everybody? What should we do?
Let's get to the other side.
Anyone? So what should we do? Someone says just get to the other side as fast as possible. Anyone else has any other ideas? Wake up, Jesus. Where is Jesus? He's asleep in the back of the boat. We're going from side to side. We think we're going to fall out, and Jesus is asleep. Everybody turn around and wake up Jesus. One, two, three. Jesus! Oh, there he is. He stands up. He looks at the dark clouds and the lightning. He hears the thunder. You look at the waves. Everybody points to the big waves. He looks at the boat rocking. And he sees how afraid everybody is. Give me your best afraid look. And do you know what Jesus does? What does Jesus do? That's it. He says, be still.
Be still.
And what happens? Do you hear what Bethany said? It says, shh, everything stops. Just imagine if you had that much power at home. Be still.
And then your parents would all freeze.
Look, the clouds have gone. Look, the waves have dropped. Look, there's no thunder. He only said one word, two words, be still. And everything changed. Do you know what the disciples did? They turned to one another and they go, who is this man? Who are you that even the winds and the waves obey him? And do you know what one of them said? He goes, you must be the Son of God. Wow. Come on, guys, down. You are brilliant. Big round of applause. Big, oh, very good. Stand up. Have a big bow. You are brilliant in the boat.
What?
Awesome.
I think, is it Sarah next? Or?
Yeah.
Hey, so, I wonder, have any of you guys ever been afraid before? I know I have.
Yeah, I've been really afraid before. And I want to know how well you were listening to that story, okay? Because you had loads of fun up there in the boat. But I want to make sure that you were really listening to what Catherine was saying, okay? So I have some questions for you. So my first question, right? Jesus had been teaching the people all day and he was so tired and he wanted to go somewhere. Where did he want to go? Hands up, Rebecca, do you know? Where did Jesus want to go?
The other side of the island.
Yeah, but to the other side of the lake, wasn't it? Yeah, he wanted to go across to the other side of the lake to have some peace and quiet, away from all the crowds. And does anyone know the name of the lake? The name of the lake, yeah, Mark.
The Sea of Galilee.
Well done, okay, the Sea of Galilee. So it must have been a pretty big lake if it was called a sea. Sea of Galilee, okay? So they got in the boat, right, as Catherine was saying, and they were going across. And what did Jesus do? He was so tired, he... Liam?
He fell asleep.
That's right, okay. So he fell asleep. Jesus fell fast asleep at the back of the boat, okay? And then what happened? What happened to those disciples? Catherine?
A storm came.
Yeah, a storm came, and it was a really bad storm. It was such a huge storm, and the disciples were like, I don't know what to do. How do you think they felt? How do you think those disciples felt, Rebecca?
Scared.
Yeah, definitely. They must have been so afraid and so scared when they saw those big waves and the thunder and the lightning. And what did they decide to do? They had to think for a minute. What did they decide to do at the end, Alex?
Waking up Jesus.
Wake up Jesus, that's right, because he was fast asleep. He didn't even wake up during the storm. He was so tired, he was still asleep. So the disciples decided to wake him up. What do you think they thought about Jesus falling asleep? Do you think they were happy with Jesus that he fell asleep? Think they were happy that they had to wake him? Who knows?
No.
No, definitely not. They were so angry. Jesus, what are you doing asleep? Why, don't you care about us? Aren't you going to help us? There's a huge storm and you're asleep. And what did Jesus do? What did he do? Yeah.
I told everything to be still.
Exactly. Jesus told everything to be still. And did that happen? Yeah, it did, didn't it? Even the wind and the waves obeyed Jesus. He only had to say those two words. He just said, be still. And suddenly, the storm was over. It was gone. And Catherine said something at the end of her drama. She said the disciples realized who Jesus was. Who was he? Who was Jesus? Bethany.
The Son of God?
Yeah, Jesus was the Son of God, and they were amazed. He was a man who was able to do miracles and amazing things. He was the Son of God. And I want to ask you one final question. If you are afraid, what can you do? If you're scared or worried or anxious or afraid, what do you think you can do that will help you? Yeah, Catherine.
You tell your mom and dad.
Definitely, you should definitely tell your mum and dad, they can help you. But who else could you tell? Who else apart from your mum and dad could you tell?
God.
Yeah, God or Jesus, you could pray to Jesus, couldn't you? And you could say, Jesus, I'm really, really scared and I need you to help me. I need you to make me feel better and I need you maybe to help the bullies in my school to stop bullying me, or I need you to help me because I'm really scared of a test I have coming up or something like that. And Jesus will be able to help you. He will be able to make you feel so much better. And Paddy's going to talk to us more about that now.
That's right. Yes. Do you know what? Sometimes when I've been in trouble or when I've been scared in my life, I didn't know God. Yeah? And we're going to see what happens, because sometimes we want God to protect us. Some people want God, or they want protection, and they feel like bad things happen to them and they don't know what to do about it. So what I want to show you today is what you can do if you want to be protected. We're going to talk about God's protection. But you know what? In order to be protected by God, what do we need to be? I wonder, could anybody get this? Yes. Oh, yes, very good. A believer, yes. But also, yeah, well, I'm going to show you, right? I'm just going to go over here and sit down, and I'm going to show you what happens sometimes in life. So I'm just going to mind my own business and sit down here. Watch it. Ah! What? What? What just happened? Terrible. Ah, bad stuff is always happening to me. What happened? What is wrong with it?
see, sometimes in life, bad stuff happens, doesn't it? And what I want to tell you today is that there's something we can do about that. Now, look at Sarah over here. What does Sarah have that I didn't have? An umbrella, yes. But today, for today's lesson, an umbrella is going to signify God's protection. Okay? So, my assistant here, Aidan, is going to show me what happens to Sarah when he does exactly the same thing to Sarah, but she's under God's protection. Okay? So, go for it, Aidan. Yeah? Look at Sarah. She's still smiling. She's still smiling. What? The floor is wet, but you know what? That's okay. Yeah? And if I wanted to be under God's protection, what would I have to do? I'd have to... What? Hold on. What was that? Trusting God, but I'd also have to be close to God, wouldn't I? I'd have to be close to Sarah. So if I come over here to Sarah... Oh, if I'm over here and I'm next to Sarah, I'm under God's protection as well, okay? Because we're praying and we're praying, God, please don't let us get wet, okay? And we're not going to get wet because we're under God's protection, okay? Now, so, do you know what? You might have some friends that don't trust in God or don't believe in God, and bad stuff might happen to them. And you can tell them, you know what, if you pray and you ask God to protect you, He will protect you. And He'll stop all of the, maybe the bad stuff happening. Do you know, I know some absolutely beautiful people. I know some really, really nice people. Right? But unfortunately, they don't live under God's protection. And what happens is, the storms of life come... Because storms come to everybody, not only if you're a Christian or not a Christian. Storms come to all of us. But you know what? When we believe in God, when we pray to God, when we trust in Him, He can protect us. But you know what? I know some really, really nice people, and they're not under God's protection. And when storms come, it just really hits them, and they get really down, and they get really sad, and it just seems like bad stuff keeps on happening to them, and they're not under God's protection. And that's part of my job, is that I believe I'm here to tell these people that you need to pray to God, you need to ask God to protect you, and you need to be close to Him, yeah? Because when we're close to God, then we're under His protection. And obviously we're doing what He wants us to do when we're close to Him as well. We're reading the Bible, we're following His word, we're following His good instruction. And when we live for Him, and when we live under His protection, bad stuff still happens, but somehow we seem to have that protection, and it doesn't knock us down. We get back up because we trust and we have faith in God, okay? So that's what each one of you can do this week. If you know somebody who doesn't necessarily believe in God, and maybe bad stuff's happened to them, you could say, well, you know, why don't you ask God to protect you and bless you, yeah? And you can be under God's protection as well, okay? So I'm just going off to get changed now.
So, wow, that was pretty good. I'm afraid I'm not going to cover you in water again. But do you know, yeah, I've got two kids, you know that, don't you? I've got Zach, he's just sitting over there, and I've got baby Sophia, who is currently over there. There she is. Oh, she's having fun over there. Now, do you know what? Sometimes Sophia gets a little bit upset at night. Sometimes she wakes up and she's crying because it's dark and she feels like she's all by herself. But she's not all by herself, is she? Because Zach is next door to her, and I'm next door to her, and so is her daddy. So when she calls out, because she thinks she's by herself, like she did last night at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock this morning, then what happens? I hear her, and I go in, and I go in and make sure she's okay. And then Zach wakes up. It's exactly what happened at 3 o'clock. Zach wakes up and he's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. It's too early in the morning. But we were all there and we were all making sure that Sophia knew that she wasn't by herself. And just as Paddy was saying about when the rain comes and the storm comes and difficult times come, we want to get close to God. It's the same thing. If you imagine baby Sophia crying at night and saying, oh, I feel really awful.
for? Where is mommy and daddy? We come in. It's just the way God is with us. If we get to a situation where something's really tough and we feel a little bit scared maybe, or we don't really know how to handle it, what do we need to do? We just go, I can't deal with it. Because God can handle that. That's the best thing about the Psalms. If you read some of those Psalms, David gets really mad with God. Oh, everything's going wrong. And then God hears, and what does he do? Just like I went to Sophia and I picked her up and I gave her Calpol and I gave her paracetamol and I gave her a cuddle and I gave her some more stuff. Jesus just comes and meets with us and says, you know what? Yeah, sure, you are feeling pretty rotten, but I'm going to come and I'm going to be with you. So what we're going to do is we're going to have our final song, which is going to be a quiet song, because what I want us all to do is we're going to take a little bit of time to listen to the song and then ask Jesus, hey, is there something in my life that I really want to say, I need a bit of help with, I need a bit of support, I need to know that that umbrella that you're carrying, I can come and join with you, that when I have a really tough time, that you're there with me. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the song, and I'm going to ask Sarah, where is Sarah? Did she just... Brilliant. Sarah, if Sarah could come over here, and if there are any girls, Mick, could you just come and stand here for the lads? That if during the song, if you think actually there's a really specific thing, maybe something at school that's tough, something at home that's tough, and if you just want to say, hey, this is what I'm really struggling with, I'd really like God to help me, then come on up. Mick will pray with you, the boys on this side, and Sarah will pray with you, if you're a girl on that side. And we're just going to ask God to come and share his umbrella with you, that he can't make it go away. Sometimes the rain still comes down just as hard as before, but he can give us that little bit of shelter that sometimes we need. So I'm going to pray and then we'll listen to the song. And if Salah and Helena, is Helena around? Could you guys take up the collection while we're doing that? That'd be brilliant. So Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much that no matter who we are, we go through tough times as well as going through wonderful times. But because we know you, we can come and we can cry out to you. We can tell you how tough it really is, how sad we really are. But you hear us and you bring us into your presence and you give us peace and hope and your grace and mercy. And Lord Jesus, no matter how old we are, we all need to know that. And I know that many of us in this room all have things that are really tough for us at the moment, things that make us really sad or make us upset. And Lord Jesus, we just come to you today and say, this is who we are. Take me as I am. Take the good bits of me. Take the stuff in me that isn't so great. And come and meet with me and bring me peace and show me your love. So Lord Jesus, we welcome your presence. And we welcome your healing and your peace, Lord Jesus, today in our lives. So let's pop that music on.
Okay, maybe we'll stand together. We'll sing this song, You Made the Stars.
Do you guys want to take a seat? I've got one last thing in a minute that we're going to see how many of you can remember the memory verse, because I believe that Paddy might possibly have some chocolates for those of you who can remember the memory verse. So before we see how well our memories are working today, we're just going to do the notices. So Therese, maybe you could pop them up for us. Oh, did you miss the memory verse? Oh, man, you're going to have to see whether you can persuade someone to share it with you. Okay, so Monday the 15th of November, that is tomorrow, right? Brilliant. So tomorrow, you can see how withered I am at the moment. This is a hothouse praying God's promises. We meet together on a Monday night from 7:30 to 9. We meet together here in the church just to pray, just to welcome in what the Lord has for us as a church and a nation and a city. And we know how much we need the Lord's prayers and the Lord's blessing and help at the moment, don't we? So that'd be wonderful to see you there, 7:30 to 9 here. That'd be fantastic. Prayer works. So, Helen Lloyd, where are you? Give me a wave. Helen Lloyd produces a fantastic newsletter every month, which basically catches a glimpse of all that's going on in the church and helps us know how to pray. Because sometimes when we sit there and say, oh, we'll pray for the church, what should I pray for? And you forget. So if you would like something just to help you think about all the different things the church is doing and how to pray and support it, we'd love to email that newsletter to you. So just sign up at the welcome desk at the back, or Amy in the office, you can just give her a ring and sign up, and we'd love to email that out to you. That'd be fantastic. Finally, so what month are we in this month?
November.
What does that mean, what month we're in next month? And what happens in December?
We have the Christmas play.
Christmas, so we have our Christmas play. So we're very excited. This year it's going to be like a family service with perks. We're going to have the whole nativity. We're going to tell the Christmas story, but we're going to have games. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have Murphy, the cheeky puppet. It's going to be there. Come on, our Blaze band are going to be playing some fantastic carols. Yay! We're going to do some actions. We're going to have some lovely cake. It's going to be brilliant. But the one thing we want to make sure is we've got loads of people there. So I've made up some invitations. And what I'd love every single one of you to do, even if you're here with kids or without one, is take at least one and invite a family to come. Especially if they've got little kids, often they love somewhere to come and sing Christmas carols and hear the Christmas story and dress up as shepherds and angels and just have a fantastic time. So I really want to encourage you, particularly adults, because you're the one who will probably be doing the inviting. This is just a wonderful opportunity to invite families who aren't part of the church, but who might want to come along and just experience some of the celebration of Christmas. So I'm going to hand one out to all of you guys. So I want you to put it in your pocket, and I want you to think of a friend who you want to invite, and I want you to tell your mum and your dad who it is.
I'll take about four.
Great, Alex. I like that attitude. Alex is going to take about four. I like that. This is exactly what I like to hear. And there's more at the back. So just to really encourage you, it'd be wonderful to have loads of people, all your friends. Because guys, you all do such a... These guys, if you haven't heard our Blaze band, these guys are amazing. We had a fantastic concert last week, didn't we, upstairs, or maybe a couple of weekends ago. Learning loads of songs, and they're learning all the actions, and it's just brilliant. We've got drummers, we've got guitarists, we've got pianists, we've got the whole thing. So come and support them. You know, it's a big thing to be standing up on stage, and we really want to encourage them and all they're doing. So we're dead excited about that. So come and be excited with us too. Hey, Aidan. Brilliant. Okay, so is that the final notice, Trace? Oh, and there they are. I'm not going to read out all of the Christmas stuff for you, because I'm sure there'll be a flyer, but it's back on the back there. I know it's a bit early to be getting into the Christmas thing, isn't it? But it's coming up fast. and we're dead excited. Zach wrote a list about 3 months ago to Santa, and I'm reminded of it every day. It's great. So I couldn't possibly forget the Oz remote control car. Finally, we're still looking for a few more volunteers. So, Amy, are you doing a sign up? It's at the desk. So, at the desk, if you would be up for doing PowerPoint, which is pressing some buttons, sound, which is moving some levers, and welcoming, which is saying hello to people. And we'll train you all up so you don't need to feel that you're possibly dumped into it. What we reckon is if everybody does one thing, then everybody in the church can enjoy it and be part of it and be blessed, because it's a great blessing to serve as well as to be served. So, brilliant. Is that the last one? Wonderful. Okay, so what I'm going to get us all to do is I'm going to stand up and we're going to pray. And then we're going to do the memory verse. You're right. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much that you love us and you're here with us this morning. We thank you so much that you are with us whenever the storms are, you're with us and you're there. And, Lord Jesus, I just want to pray a great blessing upon everyone who's here this morning, that they will know you're out the day. And we really want to pray for the Christmas season as it's coming up, Lord Jesus. We thank you that it's just such a wonderful opportunity to celebrate Jesus' birth, to celebrate who Jesus is, that he came into the world for us, each one individually, because he wants to come into relationship with us. And Lord Jesus, our theme for this year is come and see. And Lord Jesus, I pray that each one of us will have, you'd give each one of us someone on our heart to invite, that they would come and see just who you are and just what you do and be so blessed by meeting you personally. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Paddy, so take it away.
Right. Hands up. No, behind the line. Behind the line.
More. Now.